Obviously, when you look at Arizona, you look at a couple of counties. Mm-hmm. Receivers, both from Minnesota, Larry Fitzgerald and Michael Floyd. Mm-hmm. Assess them.
Great receivers, good receivers. Larry Fitzgerald is one of the best in the league. Michael Floyd get up and catch the ball when he's in his area.
Have you worked with them? Have you ever been in the summer with them in those workouts?
No, never.
How do you attack their, obviously a veteran quarterback as well, how do you attack their offense?
I mean, we just got to play our defense. Go out there and execute the calls that's given to us and play defense.
What does John Brown bring to the table? I know he's a little bit of a different player than those guys.
Fast, explosive guy, you know. You don't go out there and have great hands, to be honest. Just fast and explosive, can catch the ball when it's in the air.
How much does this change things for you when you have teammates down and you're working with different guys on the field?
Just next man up. I mean, it's all about, man. In the NFL, things going to happen. It's a long season. I mean, players going to go down. It's going to be nicks and bruises and injuries here and there. So the next guy got to be up and ready and got to get into the flow of things.
Do you talk to those guys when they're out there? Because you're one of the veteran guys, so are you kind of watching more things at once, just making sure, trying to help out?
It's communication to the end of the day. You know, we all got to communicate on the field. We all got to know what we have to do. And if we don't, I mean, we just got to be there and help those guys out to get on the same page as us, you know, because it's a long season and them guys wasn't in the beginning. So they had to be paying attention when they're not in. So when they're paying attention, when they get in the field, we can just help those guys out, you know, groom them guys into the point where they can be where they need to be and help out the team.
What are your thoughts on Thursday games?
Game we got to play on Thursday. You know, there's no thoughts on it. You know, it's a game we got to go out there and play and be ready. It's a short week, but still got to go out there and play.
Is anybody 100% recovering from the previous week's game? Because it seems like four days isn't
enough. It's a short week. So, you know, you got to go out there no matter how you feel. As long as you're healthy and you're able to play, you got to go out there and give it all.
You know, the NFL's big on safety issues, but yet they play all these Thursday games. You think they should, you know, play all these Thursday games? I mean, you know, health concerns and what have you. You think it's a good idea to have all these teams?
I have no word on that. I mean, that's the NFL and whatever they do with that, you know, so I can't comment on that one.
How did you feel your previous couple Thursday games the last few years, you know, with such little rest, you know, versus you would a regular Sunday game? Well, 2 years ago you played mm-hmm. Washington, last mm-hmm. year Green Bay. How mm-hmm. did you feel just playing 4 days later a game versus 7 days? Did your body feel different when you were out there? Or what do you remember from those
games? It's a short week, you know, so you got to go out there and just give it your all in that short week. You know, whatever your body percentage is or how you feel that week, if you're not injured to the point you can't play, you have to go out there and play anyway. So it doesn't matter how you feel. It's all about mentally how you feel and can you go out there and play.
What are some of the things you've noticed, I guess, with Carson Palmer, just based on how much of a pocket passer he is and how meticulous they like to run their routes?
Carson Palmer is a great quarterback. I mean, he's having a great year. I mean, I was told he's been talked about being on lead MVP this year. So, I mean, that should explain a lot about him and the way he's been, I mean, making great throws and throwing his receivers open, too. So, we got to go out there on defense and just cover those guys and put pressure on Carson Palmer to the point where he can second guess those throws and also, you know, make him make bad throws by rushing them.
Thanks, X.